and contemplate the well-worn words of the wisdom writer Koheleth from the book of Ecclesiastes. You may be familiar with these words. Let them sink in this time and imagine how you see your life and the lives of those whom you love reflected in them. Together, let us open our ears, minds, imaginations, hearts, and souls across time to receive these ancient words again. There's a season for everything and a time for every matter under the heavens. A time for giving birth and a time for dying. A time for planting and a time for uprooting that what was planted. A time for killing and a time for healing. A time for tearing down and a time for building up. A time for crying and a time for laughing. A time for mourning and a time for dancing. A time for throwing stones and a time for gathering stones. A time for searching and a time for losing. A time for keeping and a time for throwing away. A time for tearing and a time for repairing. A time for keeping silent and a time for speaking. A time for loving and a time for hating. A time of war and a time of peace. The wisdom of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
All right. Good day, church. It's so nice to be here. I came here after some other things happened, yes, and I'm ready to come and let you know it's a pleasure to see so many friends here. This is going to help tremendously. We are speaking from our hearts to share emotions and thoughts that many of you might find difficult. Know that it is our hope that you at some point find solace in what we say. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with progressive cognitive decline. Living with this diagnosis has changed my outlook on life. I had a carefree childhood growing up in the water and around Connecticut. As a boy, I paddled my little small boat around in the cove and later competed in sailing races with my sister. Our lives, though, were suddenly turned upside down during a time of family turmoil. I went from winning elite sailing races to being the cleanup guy after hours at the yacht club. From winning elite sailing races to being the cleanup guy after hours at yacht club in order to help my family. For me, it feels unusual to talk about or learning to be brave. And yet, I think this difficult time set me on a path of bravery. This was, I believe, due to my mother's amazing strength. I observed and absorbed her ability to go forward, persist, and continue to engage fully, even while managing heavy burdens. When I think about my life, I realize she accepted heavy, modeled an ability to save life. I learned the quality of acceptance from my mother that helps me even today. Saying yes means that I embrace change, whether at work or in my personal life. Sadly, later in life, my mother developed Alzheimer's, and it was something that I always feared would happen to me.
I'm a short person. turned into a moment of mutual recognition. We met at Kickstand Cafe in Arlington. I was looking for the great relief of having you to talk to. Bob was looking for an unindicted co-conspirator. We had a pleasant chat, and I was thinking, he seems nice. I probably would see him again. 45 minutes into the conversation, something shifted. A raised eyebrow, a dropped mask. Suddenly, we had this, oh, there you are, moment. And we walked out arm in arm. We were in our late 60s when we married 4 years ago, a few months before Bob began to worry about his memory. At first, I made light of memory lapses. Do you remember what you went into the kitchen for? I knew that Bob really worried about cognitive loss given his mother's experience, but I did not want to recognize this. I thought of it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. That is, if you keep saying it, it will happen. But we began to realize that this was not normal aging, but real cognitive decline.
A few years ago, I began to have difficulty doing the work I'd always done. I worked at a TV news cameraman and video editor for 30 years, winning multiple Emmy Awards. In the summer of 2021, I'd been working on a project, editing an interview, and I just could not get it right. This was a process I had normally done in 2 weeks. Now it took all summer, and it was not at all the same quality of work. My last job was doing live streaming for Harvard Extension School, which I could do from home during COVID time. Yet when we returned to campus in the fall of 2021, I had times when I no longer recognized the equipment I was using. I could no longer work and had to retire. I began to worry very seriously that I was developing Alzheimer's. My cognitive limitations may not seem obvious to many of you, except what I'm doing up here. But I've spent a lifetime of getting other people to talk about themselves. And there are days when I can't find the words to say or express myself. In fact, in what we say today may be a surprise to many of us, including me. I can be stopped in my tracks, not knowing who I was talking to, what train of thought I was on, or how to smoothly regain my footing. My thoughts disappear if there is any delay in expressing them, even for a moment. I am not confused. I don't get lost or forget people. But I can't keep track of what day or time it is, my schedule, what I'm supposed to do at any given time. Phones and computers just don't seem to work for me anymore. This is quite difficult, as you can imagine, for someone who spent so much time on a tight newsroom schedule.
True to form, Bob has been open to anything that would help and incredibly candid about sharing his story. We are in this together without any barriers to talking about it. I know there are times when it takes enormous courage for him just to face the day. I've had to learn to focus on what's most important and what to let go. We still have a lot of fun and a lot of joy, aided, of course, by Tessa, our puppy. He continues to be me at Wordle. My dad had Alzheimer's. At his funeral, my daughter remarked that for everything he lost physically and mentally, he redoubled emotionally. This is also true of Bob, who still asks every day what he can do to help me, and is still interested in every person he meets.
I'm still here in so many ways, and I know that my Alzheimer's is progressing. My mother had many years when she was no longer mentally present. I went to see her toward the end of her life, and she was a shell of her former self. It was as if she were mummified. There was a brief window during the visit when the fog cleared and she whistled a tune for my Could I not? It seems time has come to face this reality. One of the hardest parts of making this decision about the future, we talk most days about how to move forward, how to live each day in the forest, and yet acknowledge the reality of what lies ahead. There are crossroads approaching and go through. So many of us have family and friends with cognitive. It's really painful to make decisions about how to live with dementia. We recognize that some, or even many of you in this room, are living through this journey right now.
We never expected to find love in our 60s or to end up with our soulmate. We're constantly amazed at the life we find ourselves living together in a beautiful place with wonderful friends and family. We laugh.
I see the bravery that is all of us, and I wish for each of you to find the strength to embrace whatever.